I railed Barb so hard, guys.
No,
I railed her so hard.
Barb just shows up like
she loved it. She fucking loved it. Not, I'll be honest with you guys. I came buckets.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. And no one knows where Yams is at. It's probably too fucked up. But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. Hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh, yeah.
Listen to Hold My Beer. I'm your gracious host, Dave Mullins. To my right,
Chris Mullins.
To his right,
I'm Toon.
Lastly, there's Yams.
I'm here.
Who, unbeknownst to me, had a very contagious type of diabetes.
Oh, yeah.
You gave it to your wife?
I have no diabetes. No, she got that on her own. That's an independent story right
That's
there.
That's the STD they tell you not to worry about, you know?
I know. Yeah. I thought I was safe. Maybe not. Yeah. No, don't use his mic. Yeah. Chris has explained that to me. And then Yams broke the news to me that, like, much like Yams had record-shattering numbers in the, what was it?
Arthritis
department. His wife outdid him in the diabetic numbers.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Insane.
Yeah, that
is crazy, because it's like, what are y'all going to eat now? Because, like, Mandy makes a fire-ass chicken and noodles, so I still need her to make it, even though she cannot eat said noodles.
Well,
she
could,
told Chase,
right?
She was going to make mashed potatoes, but then she wasn't going to make them again because she can't eat them.
Well, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, more or less, she's like, if I can't eat it, I'm not making it. I'm like, I'm fine, I just won't eat.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I just go without eating, I don't give a shit.
Well, if everything's off the menu.
I'm going to just start showing up already fed on Fridays.
It sounds
like
dinner?
I already went.
Sounds like the safer bet. I don't want rice cakes again. This tray. Sucks.
Fucking rice cakes.
Rice cakes and fruit trays. Oh, this used to be fun.
I'm cool with rice cakes.
I like rice cakes.
Fuck, I hear that fruit tray though. That's
see, I prefer the,
it's gotta have the dip. As long as you got the fruit dip.
Mm-hmm.
And not caramel.
Some nice pineapple.
I don't know. I ate like a whole tub of pumpkin spice flavored whipped cream this week. Dipping pretzels in it.
He did. He life. Really did. Yeah.
From the dip lady at Ducktail.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't buy none of that.
Fire.
It was so okay.
Good. I was about to say, I was going to go back to the store, but obviously not there.
Nah.
But the, you know, other thought popped into my head, though? It used to be really fun. I could just be like, oh, hey, B-Rad on the podcast, and you come record, right?
Yeah.
Like the next week. Now if it happens to be the scariest thing that ever happened to us.
That's true.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to jump into the beer review? Chris, it was your week?
Yeah. I brought some bullshit.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's a silver can with a sticker, so kudos on them, other cheap fucks.
Oh, this is getting low, sweet sewer really.
Yeah,
I can tell you
from
that.
From Urban Artifact, it is strawberries and cream. It's a fruit tart.
It smells tart.
7.1%.
Hell yeah. Somebody's had a rough weekend, huh?
Nah, man, I'm just over life.
Reward the curious.
We toast, man.
Yeah.
I'm over life and you start slamming it.
Frank Fritz died from American Pickers.
Yep. I didn't hear about that. Didn't know he had a name.
Yep.
Frank, man.
I do remember him.
He was really into Kawasaki's.
Really?
Yeah. He had a Kawasaki tattoo.
I would always watch that show with Dad, but like once I moved out or like if it was on there on the weekends, I'd watch it with him.
I
never
like
had anything against
the
show.
Dad should have had a Kawasaki tattoo. Just a big okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He died tattooless, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It would have been something real stupid
and
if
he told
had
me
one.
He always wanted a tiger like the Big Show.
No, he didn't.
I swear to God.
What?
He wanted a tiger tattoo. I don't know why.
Big old.
Then I was like the Big Show? He's like. Yeah,
Big Mike wanted a fucking tiger tattoo.
Like
Big
a big
tiger.
Show, man. It's all the first name, Big.
Well, I feel like we could have had that done for him post-mortem at least.
Sean would have done it.
Oh, Sean would totally tattoo a corpse.
Real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's going to tattoo the Toon's inner thigh, he'll tattoo a corpse.
Yeah.
He might play with it a little bit, but I mean.
Yeah. Check out your teeth.
Hey, what's wrong with a tiger tattoo?
It's just so fucking cheesy and weird. I don't think he had a soft spot for tigers.
I don't know. He thought they looked cool at the very least.
Or did Mike was ferocious.
Did he just want to be more like the Big Show? Because he was a big guy?
I guess. I don't know.
Huh.
I mean, he did like smoking cigarettes and driving monster trucks.
That's true.
That's basically his entire WCW career.
Yeah.
And he has talking about the Big Show, not Big Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
There are more similarities there than I thought. I feel like in memoriam, when we get our Glock and Vodka Brad tattoos, we should also get Captain Insano tattoos in honor of our father. Big Mike shows no mercy, maybe, on there.
Yeah.
You don't like that beer, do you?
It's okay.
Nobody else has tried it.
Oh. Yams did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's
well,
a race.
Oogie Boogie died, too.
The guy from Nightmare Before Boogie. Christmas?
Yeah, the guy that sang, who played Oogie Boogie's voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea who that is.
It's James Earl Jones.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I don't think.
I just fucking agree.
I was like, there's no way that motherfucker died twice.
God damn it. I gotta look this fucker's name up.
Maggie Smith. the actress from Harry Potter who played Professor McGonagall, the old lady. She died.
Ken Page.
Was Oogie Boogie?
Yes.
Okay.
There was somebody else that fucking died. I don't remember.
We
who was.
Missed John Amos dying.
John Amos dead?
Yep.
Wait.
You don't know who John Amos is.
That's not the guy from Full House?
No.
Who's the guy from Full House? John Stamos.
Yeah.
Okay, so we didn't lose Uncle Jesse. No. Who did we lose?
Oh, Kunta Kinte.
Kunta Kinte died?
We were fucking talking about it. Turns out the motherfucker had died like the week before.
No shit.
Yeah. I the guy who plays him. He was in another like late 70s, early 80s sitcom, and I can't remember the fucking name of it right now.
No, I have no idea. So. That's crazy, though. Huh. Well, probably here's to all that. I should probably find it. No, oh, you waited too? Well, yeah, cheers, too.
Cheers.
Well, that doesn't compute. How is that fucking strawberries and cream?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. It tastes like raspberries and it's tart.
Yeah, it is tart.
I mean, I like the tart part.
It's not like...
And the fruit flavor isn't that bad.
No.
But it does not taste like what it says.
Is it weird, like, popcorn aftertaste? Like, burnt popcorn aftertaste? Right?
No. What? Hold on.
I'm about half gone on mine.
I don't get the burnt popcorn, but it's not... It's not what it happens.
I get like a burnt seedy taste.
Yeah. Sweet Sue is a half a sweet Sue.
Yeah, fuck him.
It has a raccoon on it and it's pink.
Oh, I didn't see the raccoon. Where's he at?
On what? The other side, man.
Oh, that looked like a cute little fella.
Good Times. That was the show he was on.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, he's known for Coming to America, Roots. He's in Die Hard 2.
Kunta Kinte?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, I show you a picture of him, you'll recognize him.
Well, I remember what he looked like in Roots. You don't really forget that movie once you see it.
Well, he don't look like he did there.
I've never seen it at all.
That was him?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, he's been in a that's bunch him. Of shit.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of stuff.
Damn.
Yeah, I had no idea that was him.
Yep.
That's cool.
Hell yeah.
Well, he's dead.
Well, that's not as cool.
All right. No more movies with him.
No? No more? Yeah, half a Sweet Sue. I'll go, man, it doesn't taste as like strong in the alcohol department as it is, so that's something.
It's a little heartburning, though.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to go as low as a half a thumb, but like...
So, they had this, and they had a tropical fruit tart.
Yeah. I bet they taste the exact fucking same.
And then, like, another one.
Yeah, we'll try it
next week, because it's my week next week. Okay. Would you buy it, Nobles?
No, Gas City, they... It's right there.
Why would you buy it next week? Nobody likes it.
We're going to see if it tastes the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's science. This is the control.
Right. I'll go one thumb.
One thumb?
Yeah, one thumb. I wouldn't buy it. How much was the six pack?
$16 is some change, man.
Really? I thought the artifact was that expensive?
Yeah.
Half a thumb. I'll go half a thumb on it.
Well, sucks. They had Bad Dad on sale. I could have got like a thing of it for like $11, but we had tried all of them that they had.
We've tried every Bad Dad, except for the one I tried to buy yesterday and they were out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Half a thumb. I do. See, I have the aftertaste of cereal, which is more pleasant than burnt popcorn, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. You like burnt popcorn.
That's gross.
Him and Big Mike of Big Show fame would purposely burn their fucking popcorn black.
Yeah, but now I realize I can have properly cooked popcorn and just put pepper on it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's the same flavor profile.
No.
Pepper on popcorn is not bad.
He had me try it. It was pre-made stuff.
Yeah.
And it was really cheap-ass popcorn, so it wasn't good. But the flavor profile, like, I think I do understand it.
I always dip my popcorn in cheese anyways, though.
I do like that.
Like nacho cheese and popcorn.
It's so good.
Never had it.
I like some jalapenos. If I got pickled jalapenos in the fridge, I'll throw them in there with it too.
Me and my uncle used to fucking sit down with a whole brand new jar of like cheese, microwave the whole fucking thing, and then just popcorn the fuck out of it.
It just seems messy.
We go through three or four bags. Yeah.
I'll try sometime. But yeah, I have one thumb. I'll start with one thumb. I didn't have to pay for it. Fuck it. I'm going to finish it, but it's making me actively thirstier.
Yeah. I'm going to go 1.5 on the Sweet Sue's.
Yeah.
Too much.
It's reward the curious.
That is what I said. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it rewarding?
No.
We were curious.
We was. We're not no more.
Oh, man.
It tastes like shit.
Yeah, half it's them. Half of them?
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't like it.
It's not. It's such fucking false advertising. It's crazy.
I feel like Urban Artifact usually has a pretty decent batting average for a craft
beer. I think it does.
Mm-hmm. But it's weird. It doesn't really taste like a cider or... beer, like it's
no, it tastes like a tart.
It tastes like a tart. Just so for sure. You got to give it to it on that. It is a tart,
for sure.
I'm gonna go a half a thumb on the Sweet Sue's. It's just a sticker. Like the raccoon looks cool,
I guess.
Like it doesn't taste like strawberries and cream, but it is a tart. So I'll give it that.
Yeah, Damn, Yams.
It's gone.
Somebody had a rough day?
I told you they were aggravating the fuck out of me.
You did say your family was aggravating you when you forgot.
I had to listen to my precious little girl say your version of the national anthem for 20 straight minutes.
Why?
Because she showed everybody how good she could sing. And apparently that's the one song she knows. It started inside the Mexican restaurant.
Well, yeah.
This is my feeling at Mexican restaurant, okay?
Yeah.
I'm watching the NASCAR race on my phone. My daughter sat across me singing the national anthem.
American as fuck, man. Yeah. Did she get any of the words right?
Yeah, except for Dom's early light.
Yeah.
It's like Dom's dirty.
Ooh.
But besides that.
Dom's dirty light?
Yeah.
That changes the song dramatically.
She knows way more of it than you think.
Really?
So I had to drive the whole way home like this.
With your hat over your chest, yeah. Yeah. It's weird because, like, she sang in entirety three different Jelly Roll songs in the car yesterday. So I know she knows other songs.
Man, not today.
She does censor herself, which is pretty adorable.
Yeah.
Or she did when I was around, anyways. So, Yams, you never reviewed the beer.
I had 1.5. I didn't mind. I kind of enjoyed it.
Well, like you said, the shit out of it. I'm not for sure you actually tasted it.
I like the tart.
Here for you.
No, it's very filling.
Yeah.
You don't want a drunk drive home?
No, probably not.
Fucking coward.
Sweet Suzos, yeah, definitely a one. It's kind of cheap with a fucking sticker. It's just like red, pink polka dotted.
Brad would have done it.
It's a piss poor drawn raccoon.
Kelly would have done it.
But yeah, so.
E-Day would have done it.
Well, Ian probably hasn't ate today either.
Well, his wife retired from cooking.
No, I did. I ate it like, it's around like, I don't know, 1 o'clock?
What'd you have?
Moe's.
Oh, okay.
Quesadilla for Moe's.
I was waiting on you to tell me like 2 celery stalks or some shit.
I had a quesadilla for Moe's. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've still never ate there.
You never had Moe's?
I overate and I fucking fell asleep on the couch.
Overate?
Yeah.
From one burrito? Quesadilla?
One quesadilla.
Huh.
That must be nice.
Yeah, no shit.
He's on that strong shit, man.
I don't want that shit.
Shit, no, I'm about to up it next week.
Why?
Just because I get more cravings than I like. So.
Is it for specific foods, or you just want to
no,
be eating?
No, I just want to be eating less.
Oh. When you're bored,
I
want
to hit that
eat?
Last 40 pounds.
Yeah.
I want to get down to 220.
Okay.
So.
What was the lightest you've been in, like, recently?
When I left the liquor store, I was like 225, 230.
Okay.
Yeah, that's also, I walked 14 fucking miles a day.
Right.
Did all that lifting and shit. I looked for you. I worked out. Physique wasn't too bad then.
Right. So you just wanted to get back to that?
Yep.
Hell yeah. So. That's cool. That's well, you know what helps? Getting so high you can't function at work. And you're just staring at fucking crates all day.
Yeah.
Better times.
I can do that. I want to eat too much when I'm high.
No, this don't matter. Yeah, Brooke tells me I always come in and like start eating everything when I'm high, but I feel like I'm just hungry. It's not that I'm high. Like, you just ain't fed me enough today.
This is on you, Brooke.
Like, we went to Walmart today, and she was like, we should have fed you before we came here.
Were you getting grumpy?
She was like, you're getting hangry. And I was like, I'm just fucking over it.
I'll get like that, too. If I'm out and haven't eaten, and I just want to be fucking done shopping. My son's the worst about it. He'll just, like, that's the only time he's a blatant asshole. If we're out shopping and he hasn't eaten today, he's just fucking over everything. And I'm like, dude, you've been grounded like one time. It's going to happen again if you don't shut the fuck up.
I just do that in stores. Like, I wasn't even hungry this morning. We walked into Casey's. Literally, I walked
into gas station?
Casey's Gas City, okay? I walk in the front door. I'm the slowest member of my family.
Yeah.
So they're already at the coolers. I have time to get to coolers. I grab a drink. Courtney's standing in front of the coolers on her phone. I'm like, get the fuck off your phone. Get a drink and let's go. I'm like, I'm not doing this shit. She's like, well, I've seen how many points I was like, I'm not putting in your number. Let's fucking go. You're wasting my time.
I don't understand how power walking is an Olympic sport and Courtney's not a fucking gold medalist.
No shit.
Head down and she's fucking
getting
there.
It takes 7 steps to get from your car to the cooler.
Just never been in front of the right scouts.
I guess so. Where do they fucking... Yeah, I still understand how it's an Olympic sport. Malls.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Back in the day. No, because all the Olympians would be 80.
Yeah.
That's how it was at our mall. God, I miss our mall.
Why?
Huh? It had an arcade. That was cool.
I feel like the arcade
the
was
original
we had a
arcade.
Lot of good times fucking off in that
yes.
mall.
Yeah.
We did, but I feel like the arcade and shit was already closed by the time you would have came in where you were like mall rat material.
No, we weren't mall rat yet when Aladdin's Castle was there, but we still had...
We were there a lot.
We had, yeah.
Yeah.
I still had arcade time in there.
Because you never like rode your bike from Branson to the mall or anything.
I wasn't
right?
allowed to.
See, we rode our bikes to the mall all the fucking time.
Dude, I wasn't allowed
to. We rode our bikes past the mall all the way to past fucking Village Pantry on 9th Street and shit.
I wasn't allowed to leave the house to the point where when we got a wireless phone, I would put it in my back pocket and me and Toon would walk around town and just try to stay in range.
Yeah.
After we stole all your change to buy snacks with.
Well, you were a thief. They do not trust you.
And your hatchet man.
Yeah. We knew how far we could. We knew we could make it to the gas station, and the phone would still work if your mom called.
I don't know why I was on such a fucking tight leash. I never did anything.
I don't know why you thought she would call.
She always did. She called every fucking day.
You're crazy.
She would.
Yeah.
No, she would literally call if we were at the house and nobody was there. She'd call.
Yeah.
At least once. Mm-hmm. After that, we knew we were in the cool. But.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know I had a mom until I was 23.
See, I was that way with a dad, because I just never saw him, and he sure as fuck didn't call to check on me. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why
my mom dropped me off at the mall for like a date and shit like that to go to the movies and hang out at the mall and shit first. It was Sam Mosier.
Wow, you almost get with a Courtney type too, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
Tall, long legs.
Oh, yeah, she's tall.
What does that mean?
I mean, a power walking dude.
Man, we tried again like after high school. Like, she showed up at the pool hall I hung out at that I worked at.
I always got along with Sam really well. She's cool.
She's super cool. She's all married and got kids and shit now.
She was, she would have beat the shit out of me though.
Yeah, so. She was like,
because she's like your height, right?
She a little bit taller. I wouldn't say she was like Big Nick height.
Oh, hell yeah.
She was taller, yeah.
You slap a wig on them, they look alike too.
Cool.
But I thought of a fun hypothetical involving your family yesterday, but I saved it for the show, Chris.
Why?
Huh? Why'd I save it for the show?
You're just thinking about my family.
I'm not.
Technically, that's his family too.
That's true. We are brothers, asshole. Yeah. I was thinking about my nephew.
Okay, you can have him.
No, I don't want him.
That's not Chris's son.
If you can teach him, that's not my dad. No, dude.
I literally told him to stop screaming like a bitch today. I was like, stop.
I ain't taking him fucking anywhere until he learns how to close his fucking mouth. He says that constantly, man. Like, he's confused.
Max done the same shit for like a whole year. And I'm like, bro, close your fucking mouth. Like, I don't
fucking run duct tape around his head.
Being a teenage boy is hard.
It's just like that age. Yeah.
I don't remember having a gawking stage.
I catch a kid all the time just staring off. I'm like, the fuck are you looking at? What? He's like, sorry, I spaced out.
He's
like,
contacts. He's trying to read something. That could 10 be. Feet away.
He's got good vision. Oh. Yeah.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck his eyes and his hair.
He's getting his hair cut off Friday. Man. He decided he wants a haircut finally. Thank God.
See, dude, Chris is a hair authoritarian. He was catching shit from our mom about that yesterday.
Well, if Jacob's hair needs cut, he's getting a cut. I don't know if the fuck he wants a cut or not.
Yeah, but who says it needs cut?
I do.
Chris makes that decision. Chris is the adult in the situation. Yeah. Children do not have an opinion or an option.
Well, kids definitely have an opinion. Like, I'm not saying that opinion is going
to
matter.
No, you slap the fuck out of them. They don't have an opinion.
That's true.
My kids back talk me when they have an opinion. No.
I smack the fuck out of him. Guess what? He doesn't do it anymore.
I can't wait till Chase just beats the shit out of you. It's going to be awesome.
Never happen.
Oh, it will happen.
No, it won't. I promise you it won't. I'll put money on it.
You don't think you can
ever... What do you want to fucking bet? You want to put your house on this shit? Because I want to put mine up that it'll never fucking happen.
As in, like, he just wouldn't fight you, or you just think you'd constantly be able to...
I just said he wouldn't do it.
Right, right.
I know my son well enough that I know he would never do that.
I know, he got drunk enough last weekend, I got to bully him a little bit, and then he noticed, but I got a few things in first. Max He's like, knows. Wait, I don't get bullied by you? But I was already in his chair, fuck him.
Yeah. It's like, Max knows if his hair touches, like, the top of his ears, or goes, like, over his ears, nah, we're getting a haircut. I don't give a fuck if you got practice or not, you're going to miss that day. You're gonna
see,
get a haircut.
Maybe it's where I had long hair when I was a kid, but I don't see it that way. I just let
but
Parker
you
do
did
him.
Something with it. It wasn't just fucking, let me wake up and it's fucking everywhere.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Or he's constantly playing with his, like, scooting it in front of his eyes.
Yeah,
like,
and you could see.
Yeah.
I look like a fucking horse.
Not the Bieber Bob.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Well, the Bieber Bob wasn't a thing when we were kids.
Yeah. No, but just like the swoosh to get it to fucking lay right. You didn't have the Derricks.
Because mom was talking about how my grandpa made my dad shave his beard and cut his long hair before he went and seen his grandparents in Kentucky.
Every time.
And it's not like dad was grown enough. He should have just told his dad to fuck off. But he did it anyway. And apparently, according to my mom, he was crying in the bathroom like a bitch or something. And so I think she wanted me to sit with my dad's side. And I was like, well, maybe you shouldn't look like a hippie.
Yeah.
I'm like,
fine, dad, but if I cut my hair and beard, I'm getting a sweet-ass tiger tattoo.
Right.
No?
That's
fuck!
It is what it is.
Guess it's just Jay's way, huh? Yeah. Anyways, it's hypothetical. Let's say you walk home, or you walk in the door, I mean, and Courtney sits you down and is like, hey, I have to have a serious conversation with you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You've met Jacob's father. That's not his real dad.
Okay.
Jacob is actually an alien from another planet, and when he turns 14, he will gain all the powers of Superman.
Okay.
So how fucked would you be in the Clark Kent role? Or not the Clark Kent, but Papa Kent, whatever his fucking name was.
Paul Kent?
Paul Kent, yeah, sure.
I don't know. I think it'd be okay.
You don't think you'd get fucking lasers through your head?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know, man.
No, because in my house, y'all don't understand. I'm the easy one on him.
Right. I'm not saying Courtney'd be safe. I'm
by far the easy one.
You know?
Huh?
I'm not saying Courtney'd be safe.
Yeah, no. Me and Serpentine's holding hands skipping into the sunset in this scenario.
You don't think it'd be like a... what's that movie? Brightburn?
No.
Situation? You don't think you'd go a little crazy?
I still haven't seen that.
I don't think it's very good. I don't remember
it either.
I don't think you've seen any fucking movies.
Is that Will Smith?
That's Hancock, bud.
Is that okay? I knew he played a superhero in some fucking movie. I don't know what the fuck Brightburn is.
It's where the little kid has superpowers.
They are.
Okay.
That little angry emo kid has like Superman powers.
Yeah, it's in like Brightburn? What? Yes. What if Superman had like... what if Superman was just a bad kid? Like, how far would he go?
Man, I might have seen a part of that.
You can read the same thing in the comics, but he lands in Russia instead of Kansas.
Yeah.
It's called Red Sun.
He'll get right on that.
I got the book if you...
No, I'm cool.
And I've also found out...
Not a big Superman fan.
I've got to stop taking...
You don't like communist propaganda?
I've also found out I have to stop taking movie recommendations from Chris because my wife is starting to judge me.
Yeah.
For laughing at certain shit or just enjoying, like when Evil Lurk, she's like, I explain things. She's like, that's so fucked up. How could you enjoy that? It's like, it's a horror movie. You're supposed to, like, be grossed out by it. Yeah. So. And then he had me watch Deadstream, and I was laughing. She's like, what happened? I was like, well, this ghost bit this guy on the dick. She's like, how's that funny? I was like, well, it's out of nowhere. And she bites him on the dick. It's funny.
Ghost.
Yeah, come on. Because they do a fun thing where the ghosts are just, you can knock them out. I don't know. It's fucking weird. Like, they're physical beings.
Yeah.
And, at one point, he just Stone Cold Steve Austin's a fucking wooden chair over a ghost head, and I'm like, fuck, yeah! And she just started to think I'm a bad person.
Is it the same movie you're talking about where they waterboard?
Yes.
With piss?
A ghost waterboards a man with his own urine. Yeah.
A ghost might also get killed with a potato gun.
Maybe.
What?
Who knows? That's right, a ghost got killed in the first place. And typically, they're fine after they get killed. I mean, the main ghost dies, like, what, 4 times? Mm-hmm. It's a pretty solid movie, though. You have to give it time, because at the beginning, you're like, this guy's just going to be too fucking annoying. I can't do this.
Yeah.
But no, it gets good, man. And there's waterboarding with piss.
That'd be so bad.
Do what?
That'd be so bad.
Oh, he's dehydrated, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, I'm trying to think, like, somebody getting waterboarded with my piss. Like, I don't consume water, so.
No, my shit's clear. I'm sorry for you.
No.
Not even the Propel anymore? You're off the Propel, too?
I ain't drink Propel in a minute. I drink water at work still, but not, like, enough to... At work, I just drink water and a Gatorade. And then I come home with sweet tea.
See, I drink like 4 liquid deaths a day. So, actually, I haven't had one today.
Dang.
Sad.
Yeah. It's becoming a problem.
It's water.
It's expensive water.
Not really. They're usually 2 for $4. I guess that's $8 a day in water. That's more than a case of water. Chris, what are you up to?
What do you mean, today?
Just in general, how many you think you have a day?
Somewhere between 4 and 6.
I'm fine. Yeah. See? Yeah,
you're right.
I drink roughly a case a day.
Yeah? Okay.
That's $15 a day, give or take. $12 a day if I buy them at home.
That's crazy.
$12 a day.
Chris also informed me.
That's like smoking.
No, smoking costs me $20 a day.
Why?
You didn't buy 2 packs a day, did you?
Well, sometimes I would. Depending on what I was doing.
Chris also informed me, and unfortunately it's not out yet, so we're not sure, but I might have got demoted in B-Rad's obituary, Yams, if you could maybe explain how or what happened.
Huh? He was just special host.
When the fuck did he host a damn thing?
Every time he was on.
Y'all have one fucking host.
He did host his own.
And I can't get him back. He's gone. How is he going to demote me one fucking last time?
If they could put it in there, and I was like, I'm not arguing with it. Yeah, that's fine.
It feels like he made an executive decision and demoted
me. Did he put in the obituary?
Yeah!
What?
That he was a special host.
Yeah.
Not guest.
Of
which
a podcast,
is the...
or does it have her name in it? Are we going to get more
listeners? I don't know.
I don't want to plug an obituary. That seems fucking grim.
Why? You can go back and listen to B-Rad.
Right, and I'm working on the fucking... What I've titled right now the B-Rad Omnibus, and I want it to be like a fucking 4-hour epic of just like all of his best moments. And I've pulled everything I could find. The only thing I'm missing is when he came out from the dungeon. I found where he came out with the hat.
Yeah.
And then the next episode where he was bragging that he sold the hat. He's a perplexing man. Also, Chris, you're gonna want to hear this. Packers won.
Oh, just now. I'm so happy.
I know, right?
Did it also go into like almost overtime with a field goal win like every other fucking game this week?
Nope. Clean win for the Pack.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. They have this thing this season where they're just starting the first half of every game playing like shit and making me really worry, and then they're fine the second half.
Sweet.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to say about it? Who's your favorite player?
On the Packers?
Uh-huh.
Man, probably the water boy.
Go Pack, go.
He's got good calves.
He does have great calves. You pick up on the minor details, and I appreciate that. I'm becoming a Tucker Kraft man myself.
You know I said water boy, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. You're just
okay.
He's an important part of the team.
Okay.
They have to stay hydrated.
Just like a manager.
Yeah, I guess. I feel like they can pick up their own fucking water bottles. I would not. Go there and squeeze that fucking game. They take it to all their mouths.
That is weird, right?
That's a fucking
What the
awful.
Fuck are you doing that you're so busy? I have to squirt liquids into your face.
Yeah, you're on a TV timeout.
Yeah.
There's 23 of them a game.
Hey.
Take a swig, motherfucker.
You make so much more money than me, yeah. Nobody lifts the fucking Gatorade bottle to my mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if he fucking usurped power from me one last time from beyond the grave.
I haven't.
What the fuck, man? I don't know. There's no fucking obituary. It took a week to get any sort of information out of you, and I didn't. I asked you. You said a one-word reply that just said no. I was informed by Chris the next day about more details and shit. I was so confused. Me and Chris just assumed that, like, he was going to show up on the Halloween episode. He faked his own death. Is that still an option, you think? Or?
No, I don't think so.
Fuck!
Definitely not an option.
Yep.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Means we got to start practicing voodoo.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Just bring him in on Halloween episodes.
Yeah.
Who's in charge of putting him down when we're done?
Yams is closest.
Why would we do
that's
that?
True. That's Yams. What do you mean? You can't just have a zombie around.
Why can't you? Works with Shaun of the Dead. You got a garage.
You got a rumor. He was Ed for Halloween one year.
He was. That's
him and
true.
Josh.
Yeah.
So.
I guess we could keep him chained up. Yeah.
Get a little.
Do you got enough stray cats and shit around here?
For what?
To feed him.
Zombies don't eat cats. They eat brains or people.
Cats not have brains?
Not human brains.
What difference does it make?
I think the only zombie media I ever saw where they ate anything other than humans was fucking Survival of the Dead. Romero's next to us.
Sounds like you've only seen one good zombie movie then.
Oh, it wasn't good. But it wasn't good at all. It was late Romero. Late Romero didn't stay good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think Land was his last good one. With John Leguizamo. I said his name wrong.
Is that the one where they walk underwater and shit?
Yeah. They learn how to use guns.
Yeah.
Oh, that one does
they
anyways?
Go back and do their jobs, like the ones pumping gas and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They go back to their repetitive bullshit.
Who?
It's kind of like Shaun of the Dead.
In what?
Land of the Dead, damn it!
Land of the Dead.
I don't think I've watched it.
I thought that was a,
Have you ever seen a fucking movie?
Have you seen a horror movie before?
I just watched it.
Because everyone we've named, like, I've never seen
this. He's only seen it.
This is a mystery to
me. Motherfucker, how many horror tattoos do you have?
One.
Just
and it is it. It's Pennywise, yeah. Okay.
I did watch A Quiet Place, the newest one.
Oh, that's good.
Like, yeah, I watched it.
Like,
I was lost because I didn't see the first two.
No, I seen the first two. Brooke was pissed when we went and seen the first one in theater. She's
I
like,
thought that was a monster movie.
She was like, this is a silent is. Film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
It's still a horror movie, though.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a horror creature for sure.
Creature
I mean, the first one, you don't see that much of the fucking creature anyways.
Yeah.
Why, do you not consider Jaws a horror movie?
No,
and honestly, you could really look at that as an action movie. Like Deep Blue Sea and shit.
That, those are just not Jaws. Action There's not enough action in Jaws to classify as an action movie. Just the, kind of the climax of the film, but that's it. The rest
people
the rest
running
is
away
mundane.
From a shark. Well, I mean, what's the horror aspect behind it?
Well, it's a monster movie. The monster just happens to be a shark.
This is a giant ass shark.
It's just a shark. There's already sharks in the water.
Now,
literally, just a day at the beach could literally be the same type of horror. Though.
Is it a sexually aggressive shark?
That's the point. Oh, man. Gary the shark cuck. Remember that? Because like
the scariest victim,
maybe. So is it scarier if Jaws has two penises?
Could be, definitely.
Also thought of this joke earlier, Chris. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Who the fuck cares?
Eggs can't come.
Oh.
Huh? I've been sitting on that one for a while.
Yeah.
Pretty solid, huh?
I'm sitting on your little egg pile.
His nest.
Your dirty hen.
His chicken coop.
Yeah.
What is it called? Where they fucking lay eggs at?
A chicken coop?
No, but I'm saying, what do they call it? Like a nesting box or some shit.
I'm sticking with chicken coop. I don't fucking know, man.
It's a nesting box is what it's called.
Yeah, man.
So anyway, the newest Quiet Place. Before you forget that you've seen it.
I know I've seen all three of them.
The movie starts out, you're like, why the fuck would I care about this bitch if she lives or dies?
Yeah.
Because she's on hospice, she's dying anyway. But they pull it off.
Yep.
It's actually really fucking good.
And then you don't know if she dies or not. I mean, eventually she does, but...
Oh, yeah.
Eventually she does die. But I'm talking about, like, by the creatures or whatever. Because they still don't give them a fucking name.
Right.
I've never seen a single one of them. I have no idea.
They're good, man.
Yeah. Like, the third one you see, like, the newest one, you see way more of it with way more detail and shit like that than the first two.
I have a headline.
I thought it was a dumb premise.
Being quiet's a dumb premise.
I don't want to watch movies. Just fucking quiet all the time.
We gotta be quiet. It's
shut the fuck up. I can't. I'm gonna die. I can't be quiet like that. So fuck it.
You never watched the first one?
No, I never watched it.
The bitch has a baby.
Because it seems stupid. And I was like, I'm not fucking watching.
Well, see, I felt that way about Bird Box. I never watched Bird Box.
I feel like you've never seen a movie, and you watch every movie with your fucking eyes closed, and that's why you're mad about it. Nothing's happening.
Bird Box. What's the premise on that one?
You can't look at him.
You can't look at him.
Oh, okay.
No, they drive the same
movie. Julia Roberts was blind or some shit in that movie.
Sandra Bullock.
Whatever.
She was a prostitute in that one very famous movie.
Then she adopted a black kid and went to grow up to be in the NFL.
She was married to Tim McGraw.
Yeah, who owned a bunch of Wendy's.
Yeah, remember? I don't understand how you don't think Jaws is a horror movie either. Like, it makes no fucking sense.
The horror movie.
Because, like, okay. Yes, the monster is a shark, and sharks do exist, but, like, the monster in the Friday the 13th movie is Jason, and he's just a dude. Dudes exist, too. Yep. Hell, it's his mom.
Yep.
You might not like yours, but they're real, buddy.
We're supposed to believe that.
In the first one?
Yeah. That's the mom.
It is the mom.
I know, but it doesn't look like the mom.
What doesn't look like the mom?
Jason. She's built like a linebacker, man. That's how he's built like he is.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I just feel like it's not.
You don't see... What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know, man. I don't like that. I hate that movie. I black out every time I watch it.
Did you watch the second one where you wore just like a potato sack?
Yeah. I literally... Hey, when those first two Friday the 13th movies are on, I see only the titties and then I zone out until there's more titties on the screen.
It's not a bad way to watch any movie.
So. Yeah.
That's, hey,
like, always... I hate Friday the 13th.
The first one's boring at this rate, but...
You are right. I do have two horror movie tattoos.
What's the other one? Yeah, Jason. Yeah, I thought so. So I thought you had a Jason.
I'm a Michael Myers guy. I love the first two albums.
Yeah, you and Joe showed up wearing matching shirts almost. It's
weird, but yeah.
You and who?
Joey.
Nice. I have a matching shirt with Joey, too. It's a Jason shirt.
Joey also has a Michael Myers tattoo. And a Hannibal.
Nice.
I think it's just the
mask. He's a huge Hannibal Lecter fan.
I do. I love Hannibal Lecter.
He also has a Kenworth tattoo.
Yeah. I think that's Peterbilt, but it's okay.
No, I think it's a Kenworth.
No, it's a red oval. It says Peterbilt.
Is it on his
arm? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. What's on his fucking leg then?
Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know where it's at on his body, but I know it's an oval and it says Peter.
It's on his arm.
Man, because if this was Kenworth, it's just block lettered or it'd be a bulldog.
Man, I thought it was a Kenworth. Maybe it is a Peterbilt.
It's Peterbilt. Because Chase asked him about it. So where the fuck do you have that?
Yeah. It's for his dad.
I don't know. The last time I saw Joseph, I made him angry because I made fun of him for his son being on a leash. But in all fairness, don't put your son on a leash. Yeah. That's not on me. Because I was like, why the fuck is that one-year-old wearing a harness? He's like, oh, I had to walk him on a leash. I was like, don't do that.
Joey ain't walking him on a leash. Well, Mary walks him on a leash.
Right.
Right. Joey's not walking.
Said boo-boo, say.
I love that.
Leash?
No, the boo-boo.
Oh.
No, I was... Being a fat white kid, okay, watched so much TV that there was a black lab that lived next to my grandparents' house that I named Boo-Boo. From that little tag that the TV shows of the 80s.
That's where Boo Boo got his name?
Uh-huh. That wasn't even, that dog's name wasn't even Boo Boo.
Yeah, I figured, because it wasn't their dog.
I just called it Boo Boo, so the family called it Boo Boo.
So what was the dog's name?
I don't know.
Didn't care.
Nobody ever found out?
Fucking renamed it.
I mean, Mom and Papa knew, but...
They had to have fed that dog to death.
Probably.
Yeah. What a way
Boo-Boo
to go.
Boo Boo was awesome.
Boo Boo was awesome.
Yeah. And they had two pillows I slept with every night. They were my Boo Boos.
Yeah.
I loved to sit Boo Boo sit. That was my shit, dude. Like, I knew every time I heard that, I just got done watching some quality programming.
That was literally. Literally, somebody being like, no, I only listen to Hold My Beer because at the very end, the guy says AMF.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of every episode. Yeah. What happened on the episode? I don't know, but he said fucking AMF. Mm-hmm. Two thumbs, 5 stars on iTunes. Sit, boo-boo, sit.
Yeah, man, that's
I had
awesome.
No idea that's where the fucking names came from.
Yeah.
I do remember your boo-boos.
What show was it from?
I mean, anything that was like on ABC or something like in the 80s, early 90s.
Huh.
Like, whatever production company did it, you know, sort of like.
That was just at the end.
Uh-huh. Huh. Yeah. That was just a tag.
We were out that way by your mom's house the other day. We were driving on the road, and I was like, I've never been on this road. Brooke's like, really? I was like, yeah, but I got lost in these woods. She's like, how'd you get lost in these woods but never been on this road? And I was like, well, see, Danny's mom lives down here. We were in the woods one day, and then we just got lost for hours.
Shit, my grandparents might still live there.
They did.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Was, yeah,
because then when we got back, we took a nap. Yeah, it was nice.
Woke up to food.
But I have a headline here, Chris. You've never done psychedelic mushrooms, and you're kind of scared that you wouldn't have the proper not coach, but trip setter. Trip setter?
Yeah. Trip setter. Well, yeah, plus I just trip guy. At my age, I just don't like being fucked up.
Yeah. What do you think the worst case scenario for a bad trip is on mushrooms?
Going to jail.
For him being in a boat.
That would be
that's
bad.
That's not me. Well, yeah, I mean, boat, yeah. But,
yeah, you, yeah. Shrooms, boat, bad yeah. Mix.
Probably, yeah.
It'd be great if he got overly confident and just dope headed yeah. First in.
I can do this. This shit looks easy enough. Know.
Like I said, I've been on boats. Boats won't necessarily bother me.
So you think in prison is the worst outcome of a bad trip?
Even though they're killing someone.
Okay.
Either way, you're going to prison, yeah.
What about you, Tim? What do you think the worst case scenario is? Because actually, I think I found one worse than Chris's.
Like
chances.
The worst place to like do shrooms and get fucked up?
No, just the worst. Well, I mean, sure. Why not?
A baby shower. Or a kid's birthday party, like with a fucking clown or a magician while tripped out on shrooms.
Even better, you go tripped on shrooms to the hospital to, while your lady's giving birth to your child.
That'd be a bad time.
Oh,
that'd
she's reverse eating that baby. Oh, this is fucked up. I should probably kill everybody.
I'm not going down there again.
You know what? I'm just going to light myself on fire. That seems like the best way to handle the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I was going to say was accidental house fire. You fucked up on shrooms and there's accidental house fire.
You cook him ramen and forget to put the water in the pan.
The one person who's had a house burned down came up with that answer. Are you confessing?
No.
Are you sure?
Never done shrooms. I was home. I was with your brother.
Yeah, I know. You still might have been on shrooms, though.
Nope.
So does yours.
Never done.
Huh? Oh, no. I have an actual headline there. This guy cut off his own dick.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what leads you to that.
Austrian man amputated his penis with an axe after eating psychedelic mushrooms.
Nice.
How do you do it with an axe? That seems complicated.
What do you mean?
It's well, first off, I feel like you're going to have to put your dick in a vise.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Play his dick's hard.
Yeah, but then... Short motions?
That's what I was over here like trying to figure out. Like
an axe would be the best way to do it.
I think a hatchet.
A hatchet would be better.
Like, yeah, it's faster. It's not as long-handled. And...
Right.
Well, there are things called hand axes, so...
It just said an axe.
We did just say an axe.
First off, I was going to do
hand axe while under axe, so...
Danny?
Yeah, I'm listening.
The paper cutters in classrooms.
Oh!
Straight down.
Oh, man. Ugh. Fuck that.
I can just hear the sound of it. Just going...
Swing!
Yeah.
Love it.
I've been scared of those ever since the only decent Punisher movie that ever came out.
What about... There's a good scene of... The Faculty.
I don't remember The Faculty. It doesn't have enough Kevin Nash.
Your wife doesn't make you watch The Faculty once, twice a year?
Don't they take the fucking blade, like, off of the cutting board and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it rips it off.
What?
She loves The Faculty.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not a bad movie.
I'm not saying it is. I remember kind of being scared of it when I was a kid, but that's odd.
It's got Homeboy in it, right?
Is that one where they have like the worm and they're like snorting shit out of pins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's got the David Sawa kid in it, right?
Usher, right? Isn't Usher in it?
Yeah, is it Usher or Sisko?
Definitely Usher.
Definitely not Sisko.
Definitely not Sisko. I don't think Sisko ever got an acting job.
Yeah. She likes that. She likes The Village of the Damned or something like that. And there's another one I have to watch all the time.
The Village.
No, not The Village.
All while simultaneously mainlining fucking Full House?
Yeah, man.
That's weird, dude. Full House and The Faculty. That's it. It's the only media I consume.
Well,
I
mean, Beetlejuice, The Crow.
I would much rather the old lady watch like Full House than all these fucking bullshit marriage dating shows she does.
You made me watch an episode of fucking Love on the Spectrum.
No, that's yeah, Love
you
on the Spectrum.
Deserve
I watched quite a few episodes of that.
It's so great.
Oh my god, it's so
funny.
Just
the first season.
Shit is funny.
The first two seasons.
Yeah.
Started the Australian one. Wasn't digging it.
I started that too, and then never went back. Yeah. I was like, the fucking accent though just like makes it funnier.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like,
yeah. I mean, nothing like a fucking person on the spectrum saying crikey.
Right.
Yeah, I bet it's a
but
lot
we
of
had,
good night.
If we hadn't, sat and watched that, then me and Courtney wouldn't have been so happy and just filled with joy when we actually seen, like, a Love on the Spectrum date in real life in Walmart, like, a couple weeks ago. It was
awesome. Follow
him
around.
A date inside a Walmart?
Did you follow him around
Yeah, they were
for
the
a little
toy
bit?
Section.
Did they have a camera crew?
No.
You should have became it.
No, but it was definitely.
Why are you saying it was a date?
Because it was. Or they were married or something. They were clearly a couple.
Okay. So it could have been a couple shopping, and you're like, oh, what a precious date these handicapped guys are having? People?
Why were they guys?
Why wouldn't they be?
Because there was a woman and a man.
You just assume they're gay, they're handicapped.
It's
so.
Weird, man. You win places there.
Well, no, it's just like, what a cute date. There's like, oh, we're picking up something for our fucking
nephew's
birthday
party. I was in one spot, And then Courtney was in the other spot, and we both seen him, and we both, we came running, like, did you see it? Did you see it? And then we followed him for a little while. It was cute.
You guys are bad people.
Are we?
Oh, yeah.
We were happy for them.
You're treating like fucking animals in a zoo.
Novelties.
Yeah.
I mean, that's better than what's happened to them throughout most of history.
Well, yeah, you didn't beat them to death with a rock.
Or throw them off a cliff or anything.
Right, this isn't fucking Sparta.
Right.
Huh?
In a well.
Oh, throw them in a well.
Didn't do that.
Okay. Well, somebody found it.
We just love love.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are such the mushy type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love love.
Yeah.
Love it all.
All of it.
Hey, it's on my back right now. You know? The word love, not your guys' fuck weird ass relationship. And, oh, God.
What?
Oh, man, did you see it? People are happy.
I would say it to Brooke, be like, did you see it? She'd be like, stop. Real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably should.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, so I say you, you're heading home to your apartment building, right? Three-story apartment building.
I don't think I would ever.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. We're going hypothetical on this one. Somebody posts up a sign. Warning! All caps. If you see stairs, do not ascend. This building has no fourth floor. The voices calling to you do not belong to your loved ones.
Oh.
That's creepy as shit.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. What do you think it is? Ghost dimension?
I don't know. Is there actually a fourth floor?
Oh, that would be fucking anticlimactic.
So someone just like, hey.
I just know I wouldn't be living on a fourth floor because I can't handle that kind of stairway.
Well, they said they lived on the third.
I wouldn't be living there either, so yeah. I wouldn't see the sign.
What if they have an elevator?
Well, then I'm not seeing the sign on the stairs. Getting off of the elevator and going to my fucking apartment.
One of the first things he said when he sat down is, I'm going to sell my truck because it's too tall. Yeah. Which is a fun sentence.
I'm about to see Yams on an S10 again.
Hey, man, that's I love an S10.
I wouldn't mind one.
I got a very low-sitting car, I'll sell you.
Can't get too low. I need something that like sets level. Like my wife's car sets level.
You need perfectly. A geo tracker.
Fuck yeah, work. Dude.
Love a geo tracker.
Get it. It'd be good in the snow.
Yeah, sure. Fun in the snow.
Yeah, man. They're built to roll. Well, and not the way they're...
Yeah, so's a Jeep.
Yeah, that's true.
Technically, I think a tracker has a lower center of gravity than a Jeep. So.
I seen a Jeep yesterday at the outlet mall.
Uh-huh.
In the outlet mall we were at. You know, it's got a Gucci store and Louis Vuitton.
Oh, yeah. I've been to those.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Do they have armed security outside all of them?
No.
Oh,
no.
They're the ones in Chicago. They
no.
do.
No, no, not this one. There's all fancy white people everywhere. Yeah. But, like, we got in the car to leave, and there's a Jeep, the one you want.
Oh, the truck or
whatever. Yeah, parked, like, catty corner from us. And I sat down, and I was like, I want to get out and steal their duck. And Ruth's like, what? Because their top was down. She's like, you can't even reach their dash. I was like, I want the one on the fucking door handle that somebody left them.
Someone just left?
Yeah.
I don't understand the duck thing.
That's the one thing that will stop me from buying a Jeep.
Yeah. Fuck your toys. Like, let me just put my cool ducks. Fuck your ducks.
I mean, at the bright side, my daughter would love it.
Yeah.
So I'd just let her keep them all. But I'm not putting them on my dash.
Yeah, duck, duck, yeep.
What?
It's called Duck Duck Yeep. It's on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
It's just a group that some lady started, and then it became big on, like, TikTok and shit. And
really?
Just,
that's it? That, yeah, it's snowballed from that?
Yeah. No?
So now it's like the Harley wave and, like, the Jeep wave.
Yeah, the Wrangler wave.
Yeah.
Well, they already had a wave. They don't need fucking ducks, too.
Yeah, they ducks. Now, it's just part of the Jeep culture now.
Yeah, you've been ducked.
Yeah.
Just like the fucking...
Mother ducker.
Just like the Harleys. They had the fucking Harley wave and the Harley hand job, where they jerk each other off because they're assholes. The Harley hand job sounds fucking rough, dude.
Yeah.
You know they got gloves on.
There's no fingers on the gloves. But no.
There. Yeah.
It's a real Rosie Palmer situation.
Yeah. I got a review, a 5-star review for a vegan restaurant here. I'm not vegan, but I was deeply impressed.
Then why the fuck go there?
By this all vegan restaurant. Can't say.
The lady is.
My shoes are vegan.
Congrats.
Yeah. Can't say I'm ready or willing to give up my bacon, but I guess I can't talk trash about vegan food anymore, lol. 5 stars. The owner responds.
Yeah.
And this is why people don't like vegans. First off, if it's not thanks, don't fucking type anything.
Yeah.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for the kind words, but having an animal abuser praise my restaurant feels a bit like getting a compliment from Hitler or Jeffrey Dahmer. Or something. Fuck off, Bloodmouth.
Bloodmouth.
I hate people like that so much.
Fuck off, Bloodmouth.
Like, I can't say the fact that people think animals have rights in the first place and vegans just take it up to a whole other level.
You don't like animal rights?
No, Danny. I think they're property.
What do you mean? Cassie's not my property. Garage Cat is not my... That's a free spirit. He has rights.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
To fucking smoke, smoke weed with you, big guy.
He does smoke weed with me.
And he's actually started using the litter box again, unfortunately. Yeah, that cat takes some big old shits.
Man, you want to see a big old shit? Check this out.
Oh, God. What? No, I don't. Thanks for asking.
I have pictures, bitch. I got receipts with this one.
That was on the rug at the shop. I think it's from our cat. It's just a dry-ass turd.
Oh.
It's fucking huge!
That's a shop?
Yeah.
You have a shop cat?
Yeah, we have a shop cat. Office.
Yeah, the cat has an office at work. I don't.
Well.
Yeah. 20 years. I've been there.
Yeah.
20 years, that cat's been alive. That cat's old as fuck.
But yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Do cats just shit like this?
I didn't think so.
I thought they had tight coils.
I haven't really examined.
That looks like a dog turd.
I don't know, man, because I don't own a cat.
Not now.
Right? It's free spirit.
Yeah.
He has rights.
Yeah.
He has the right to come here.
You see how you said you
can't
own a cat?
Huh?
That means they're property.
I don't own a cat.
But you did own a cat.
I don't own a dog.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
A dog owns you.
Nope.
You have a dog that you pay for.
Nope.
To feed.
My wife has a dog. My son and I, dogless.
Who buys the dog food?
My wife can't drive. That's not fair.
You own a dog.
That's a good way of getting rid of it, though.
She
can't go find it.
No, just stop buying the food.
Get it yourself, bitch.
It's your fucking dog.
I can't stand that damn dog.
Nobody can.
Like,
you have a new garage gun. Practice with it.
Do what?
I feel like it's better than my mom's dog.
You have no reason to hate that chihuahua.
What do you mean?
You have no reason
to
hate that chihuahua.
The fact that you walk in, it's just... eye level for 45 minutes straight.
Yeah,
and no one does anything about it.
That's not true. I'll pick him up and hold him.
No,
you don't swat it down?
I will, but mom's just sitting there talking like she's just blocking it out. It goes to our business and it's eye level, like biting at my elbows and shit. Like I'm fucking dodging like I'm fighting
that
George Foreman.
That motherfucker gets smacked like a volleyball. Bam!
That dog's got some impressive ass ups is all I heard.
It's just like, and I had to save his life today. I had a whole ass fucking water bottle cap in his fucking mouth, and it just kept going further and further down. So I just held it upside down.
I'm surprised he just didn't pour water on it.
Well, I asked Courtney to help, and she just kind of like covered his nose.
Oh no! You can't smother the fucking dog!
If it's not breathing, it won't bite me. Or just stick my finger in there.
But then I was like, just go give me a treat or something. Because I gotta keep a hold of it. Oh. Well, I figured he's retarded and he'd rather have food than a cap.
Right.
I mean, that's,
it just
that's,
wants
that's
both of them at the same time. Yeah. I've made it worse.
I flipped him and shook him until it fell out. You know, I think you're going to thank you.
The dog didn't say thanks?
Mom didn't.
Well.
Did she even notice that it was choking, though?
No, I don't know.
Chris is just abusing the dog again. Yeah. It's fine.
I honestly think 80% of the time she forgets she has a fucking dog. It's just a matter of time before she lets him outside into a fucking coyote's mouth like fucking charity anyways.
Good thing she's moving to the city.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a smear on the bypass.
Dude, it's going to... The dog's going to die so fast.
Man.
What building is it located by?
Behind the hotel
Bill
next to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, back in your old next to the woods.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Off of Fargo.
Yeah.
No, that road that's there is busy enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And that dog is
smarter.
You remember
the neighborhood that was so bad? I was like, I will never live in Marion again. My mom's like, I want to pay a lot of money to live there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's like, I can't wait to live in town where I don't have mice. I was like, hey, mom, I lived a block away from you and I killed 23 mice in 1 week.
You went to war with mice there. What the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah. I don't know. I said that. She almost started crying.
Happy birthday, Mom. Yeah. Happy fucking birthday. Oh my God. Yeah, because the dog is both smarter and faster than our mother.
Yeah.
To the point where last time I was out there, she took the dog, she tossed it on the back porch. By the time she got her hand on the door to shut it, the dog was already past her, and she still shuts it and locks it like, showed him. Dog's just doing whatever the fuck he wants. Yesterday, right? Okay, so there's the screen door to the back porch.
Yeah.
But there's also a door in what was our father's room that goes into the living room right there.
Yeah.
So she, or no, that's what it was. She puts up a baby gate in the hallway. Puts the dog on the other side. The door in the bedroom's wide fucking open. The dog is just running around her, and she has no fucking idea. And, like, Courtney can't keep it straight. She's cracking up, covering her face. That makes me laugh. And mom's like, what's wrong? What's going on? Looking around, trying to figure out what's fucking happening. Dog just running laps around her. Has to be pointed out.
And jumping.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard the dog likes to jump, man.
Oh, that's
quite
great.
A bit. He barks a lot, too.
I hate it. I hate it so much. He's friendly. I never thought I would hate a chihuahua. I fucking hate this one.
There's no reason to hate him.
He's awful.
Just give him loving, man.
He has no redeeming qualities.
He just wants attention. Give him attention. That's the problem. He jumps so high, you just hold out your hands, he lands in him, and all of a sudden you're holding a chihuahua, and he's being good.
I don't want to do that.
He always gets his fucking claw stuck in my
pants. Like, you see me, I threw my dog on the ground to protect my pumpkin spice flavored whipped cream this week.
He did body slam. I mean, like, Hulk Hogan to Andre the Giant. Whoom! WrestleMania 3'd his dog. Toon, I guarantee you there was two pretzels worth of dip left in that container.
Yeah.
More important than his dog.
Daisy was going after it?
Not really, no.
Jump up on the couch but land in it.
Honestly, I think she might have accidentally laid on the pretzels and that was enough to fucking eat her ass.
Don't jump in food.
She didn't see it. Man, just before that, she tried to jump and missed the couch entirely.
Yeah.
Oh, man. She ain't supposed to be up there either.
And I've never seen a dog broadcast depression. Like Daisy does. Yeah. Like, she just looks fucking depressed as shit sometimes.
She don't have him to face fuck no more. Like, that's what it is. She's just sad by that.
I don't think she is sad, but it's... See? Yeah, when you see that image, doesn't In the Arms of the Angel start like playing in your head?
No, man, I got a pit bull at home. I get that look all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen Luna look depressed.
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She does not get her way. She's unhappy.
All right.
And she's gotten to the point where she doesn't get her way, she barks at you.
No, she's getting mouthy.
She has been getting there.
Like, yeah. So she did it to me this week. Yeah. I thought she was going to bite me. This sort of sounded like real aggressive.
And what did she want?
To me, she could play with her ass.
She just wanted her butt scratched.
She was looking at Barb and barking at Barbie. And Barb's like, I don't have any more food for you. She had already fed her a fucking charcoal briquette of a cheeseburger or whatever the fuck it was.
That was Steve.
What? It's... Who's burning food at your house now that Mandy's retired?
Me.
Michael cooked hamburgers on the grill. And
he just kept on cooking them.
Like, I've never seen a dog have to eat a hamburger in, like, sections. Like,
dude, just a patty.
Were they all like this?
I don't know, man. There was only one left. Did she choke down three of those?
Barb?
Yeah.
Man, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Just a little. I was around her that night, and then I had a fucked up dream. With her in it.
I railed Barb so hard, guys.
No, it's not.
I railed her so hard.
Barb just shows up.
She loved it. She fucking loved it. Not, I'll be honest with you guys. I came buckets.
That's not even like that.
I was like a chicken, spot. Man. It was
she
crazy.
Came over, wanted to have a sleepover and get high, so.
Oh, again? It's been a while.
Yeah, that's what
in all fairness. And she didn't just get high last time. She was fucking hammered, too.
Yeah.
But that was...
I know, I yelled at her for not showing up for DuckTale. I was like, where the fuck were you at during DuckTale?
That's
like,
where, that's where I was last year, right? Where
she got the fucker.
Yeah, I was.
Oh.
I was trying to get Alton to take Granny to fucking Pound Town.
I thought you said she was trying to get Alton to fuck her.
I was trying to get Alton to do it.
Ew. She's so old.
Grandma's first black dick.
I hate that movie.
Yeah.
I asked Chase, I was like, how would you feel if your grandma slept with a black man?
Hey, our grandma had so many, she probably doesn't remember the first one. Not Sweet Sue, the other one.
Right.
And yesterday, Chris would only refer to his grandparents on our mother's side as mom's mom or mom's dad. Would not call their grandma or grandpa or by their names. Just to fuck with her.
Yeah. And yeah. They took something that had a camel logo. I was like, oh, you doing it for Don?
I was.
Get the fuck out of here.
He loved camels.
Yeah.
And but Jack Daniels.
Do you love camels?
Huh?
Do you love camels?
No, I don't smoke camels. I smoke cools.
You should probably switch.
Why? I used to smoke camels. That's why I started smoking. Don. Anyways, you're railing Barb.
I was not railing Barb.
She's, what, 89?
No, I don't think she's that old.
I don't fucking know.
Exploded both of her big hips.
No, yeah. No, okay. I just take some money.
I was just checking.
It does sometimes.
I watched you, like, struggle for a second.
I got pissed off Friday, man. I was trying to open up a fucking granola bar, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah?
I didn't have the hand strength to fucking open a fucking granola bar.
Yeah, work?
I was at home. It was before I went to work. I don't go until 10.
This is when his truck was outside ready for 4 hours.
What?
My awesome son, my thoughtful son, loves me to death. Love him.
Wouldn't fight you, yeah.
Good son. He before he left for work, he usually starts my truck so it like defrosts in the morning.
Oh, okay. That's
just
nice.
Gets rid of that whatever the fuck you want to call it. Dew on the truck. So he starts mine, comes in, grabs his lunch, does whatever he needs to do, and leaves. So it's usually about 15 minutes before I do.
Right.
Well, I didn't go to work at 7. I went to work at fucking 10. So he started this bitch at 6:30. I go out at 10. This motherfucker's running. done wasting over an eighth a tank of gas and shit.
That's
and
it?
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's fucking hilarious. I know it was funny. I hit up the group chat earlier to ask if you had heard anything about B-Rad. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if James, if he's at work or if he'll text back. And Chris was like, well, you don't know if he can text back. That's fucked up.
We'll know when we start getting the, like, the voice to text or just like the audio clips.
Yeah, we'll just get audio.
It starts with him saying, Mandy, did you press the button? Her saying, yeah, I did. I could talk. Oh, we're live? Fuck. All right, so you were railing Barb.
No, I wasn't.
Blowing her plastic hips out.
Stop.
That's not what she was saying.
Anyway. Deeper. No, this is like 100% just a Chris dream, okay? Uh-huh. I don't know why she had to be the person in it. But you know how Barb just randomly shows up places and then somehow, like, usually something happens that she can't get home? Yep. Someone has to take her home.
Like she can't walk because I fucking beat her back out.
Right. Well, in this scenario, I didn't even know where we were. Okay. Good. She showed up in a fucking small tire twin turbo Jeep body with a cage and shit. Okay. Like someone started for her. She drove it to wherever we were at or whatever. And then got fucked up and couldn't drive it home.
Well, if I have to.
Couldn't even get out of it. You know, because it got the cage and shit, so like we had to help her out of it and stuff. And then at the end, I was the only person qualified to fucking drive the bitch home.
Right.
And then had to get her in and out of car with, you know, a cage and shit. Had a funny car cage and shit in it. It was cool. And like, it wasn't even a nice one. Like, the doors were different colors and shit. Like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
This is definitely a Chris dream.
Yeah, but there was no sex.
Well, he doubled down.
Not with him and Barb, but him in the car.
It was cool.
I couldn't help but notice how...
It's like the most vivid dream I've had in a long time. Like, I can smell the fucking racing fuel and shit. It's cool.
Brooke said something about dreaming the other day. I was like, man, I can't think of the last time, like, I had a dream or, like, a nightmare. It's been so long.
Man, I don't know. Well, when I had that viral infection and I was spiking fevers really late in the night and I thought the walls were bleeding, I think those are technically dreams.
That's a hallucination.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was hot enough that Shannon could feel my heat from the other side of the bed and I have a king-size bed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. It seems like it's been a while. I used to dream quite a bit.
Yeah, I can't think of the last one I've had. Because she was talking about she had, like, some vivid-ass dream. She woke up feeling weird and shit about it or something. I was like, man, she's like, you don't know what I'm talking about? I was like, I can't think of the last time I had a dream. Like, or a nightmare.
Yeah, it's been a while. I don't know, I've had a couple of dreams where I'm at work and I wake up and I'm pissed off because I have to go to work. That's the fucking worst.
I've already put 30 minutes in.
Yeah, like, has it ever happened to anybody else?
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
When I worked as a mill, man, I would wake up because I swore to God I heard the fucking ticket machine all the time.
That was that way with Wendy's when I worked at Wendy's during high school. I'd hear the fryer basket going off, the fucking beeping noise.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, like wake up fucking trying to turn fries off and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm in my bed. Like,
say mine, I'll walk in the back of the shop and Chris is there and I'm like, ah! You know? That's it. That's my old joke.
No.
That wasn't a good one. Expect the mics for in Barb. She's so old. You gotta stay out of these grandmas, dude. She's a great grandma.
Yeah.
You.
So, have you seen that Garth Brooks is in the news lately?
No.
Yeah.
He is in the news for he's being allegedly accused of sexual assault. But that's not why I want to talk about it. I heard something else. I heard this internet conspiracy.
Oh God.
Okay. This is the part I want to know because he brought it up the other day and laughed.
And I wanted to make sure nobody else had heard this because this shit's kind of funny. There's a theory out there that last time he went on a big tour, somebody overlaid more or less the dates and times where he was on tour and where he went to people missing and murdered.
Oh, yes.
I've seen that.
They think he's a fucking serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah, because when you said it, it was like, well, they're saying he killed someone, right? And then you said no, but I guess I was being too specific.
Killed someone, many people.
So Garth Brooks, they're saying, could be a serial killer.
Yes.
Was that or like trafficking type shit and then kills them that way?
Yeah, well, might possibly taking them back to his big ass property and hiding the bodies there.
Hunting them for game.
That's what I was going to say. That's
and
you know he fucking puts on a wig and a fake soul patch before he hunts them too.
Oh, no, Garth Brooks would never kill him.
No, but Chris Gaines can't get enough blood.
Chris Gaines is a psycho, man.
Yeah, man.
And it showed the video of this one kid. Who went to like one of his shows and holds up a poster that says like "We love Garth" on it, and they put him on like the jumbotron. He drops the fucking sign, and the sign behind it says, "Where are the bodies, Garth?"
Oh shit!
Where are the bodies? I guess anytime he makes a comment on social media for a while, that was every fucking comment. Where are the bodies? Where are the bodies? Where are the bodies? Just fucking with him, and he got kind of pissed off about it because Tom Segura had mentioned it or made a comment about it. So now he automatically thinks. you know, he's the fucking evildoer and hates Tom Segura.
No, like he's the one that started the shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking interesting. A Kidney Rogers situation, man.
Yes.
But, like, real. Or, I mean, probably not, but.
I don't know. He's got enough money.
I feel like he has enough money, he'd be getting away with it, though.
I mean, I guess he has away with it. What the fuck do you mean? I mean, look at how much money Diddy has and how long he's gotten away with the shit.
That's kind of like the Cosby open secret, though, I feel. They are finally. He might get charged with fucking Tupac's murder.
Did he?
I was reading about that today.
And Biggs.
And Biggs. Yeah. Yep. Good.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was another one of those kind of felt like open secrets. Like, we know he was connected, but like either like they couldn't prove
it. Couldn't plan it, yeah. Like,
or he had too much money to bring down.
Man, how's Suge Knight doing? Suge Knight going to be well enough to shank his ass in prison?
Well, he hit up Tech the other day.
Suge did?
Yeah, Tech hit up Suge the other day because Tech was doing a show somewhere and wanted his son like to have VIP or some shit like that.
Oh, that's cool.
So Tech and him gave Suge's son VIP treatment and shit like that. I went to come backstage and hang out.
Don't think Suge needs to shiv anybody. I'm pretty sure he could just rip them in half with his bare hands.
Oh, he's like in really bad shape, man. He's like running and shit now.
What?
I feel like he's got I think he's more of like a shot caller in prison. Like,
probably.
Gets what he wants and doesn't have to do shit for it.
The video of him running over that motherfucker in that truck, though.
Yeah.
Classic.
Classic? That was my favorite music video of his.
Over and back again.
Yeah. I didn't do it.
On a set of a movie that's about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong
like,
with
not
you?
Only do you have a backup camera, there are cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't think he thought it through.
He was just trying to put the ending to the movie. Well, this is how they're going to end my movie. I go to prison. This is how it's going to happen in the movie.
There you go.
He used actual film of me just killing somebody.
It was pissed when he found out it wasn't Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. Man. Most people are happy when they find out it's not him.
He's not the father.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Can you imagine your last name being Van Winkle?
What did I say to you yesterday, Chris? We could have been born into any family.
Yesterday? Oh, yeah.
We got stuck with the one we got.
Right.
But, I mean, they're mostly dead now anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter.
That's true.
You can change your name anytime. I mean,
yeah, just change it to Love.
Not a bad idea.
Look just like him.
Daniel Michael Love.
Huh?
Daniel Michael Lawrence. What is your real name?
Lawrence. His is Michael.
Daniel Lawrence Love.
I'll never fucking throw out full government names.
Yeah.
Dude.
Daniel the DLO.
Yeah, Love, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, no, I'm good. But, the AMF? That was that person's favorite part.
Oh,
right there.
It.
They just came in their pants. Yeah. Like you did in that very old woman.
I did not. It was just on the floor. It was just like, in my mind, I was like, hey, this dude deserves, he's worked hard today, he deserves a nice dream about something he truly loves.
And then Barb showed up and fucking ruined it.
Did you watch like drag racing videos or some shit for you to sleep?
Oh, almost certainly.
Read a Mopar mag? Or...
No, I don't think so. No.
Jerking off to Easy Rider.
I fall asleep to wrestling and gun videos. Okay. I can't watch car videos.
Just stay awake.
Yeah.
It's too aroused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I can't listen to music.
I used to listen to music to go to sleep.
And after that dream, he can't go to sleep watching elderly porn either.
I would never.
No, it's so fucking gross, dude. Like, even if you're old, just beat it off to younger people. It's weird, man.
I'm just saying, like, old people in porn.
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
Yeah.
Stepson banks grandma. Like,
yeah. You know, it's gross.
Scroll.
It's never two old people going at it.
I definitely don't want to see that.
No. Maybe that's why. There's no market for it.
Maybe that's what we're missing. Maybe we need senior to see sex? The love. You know? We need amateur old couples.
Don't bastardize my new last name.
It's got an OnlyFans plug at the end of it.
Yeah. That's what we're missing, Daddy.
There's got to be a Golden Girls fucking porn parody.
Granny sucks dick at Denny's.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Just say the thing, man.
Then we'll hold your beer.
Yeah. I don't know why we outro with our names usually anyways, because like you do that at the beginning of a show so people can match the name with the voice. We've already talked for a fucking hour. Why do we say our names again? It should just be AMF, yeah, we'll hold your beer, we're out.
Friend, you just want to change everything?
This was just fucking me up that I didn't say my name again.
You can.
Because you said AMF and then you said hold my beer. I was like, wait a minute, we didn't say our names again. It's like a goodbye. It's like a see you next time. Next week.
AMF from Danny Mullins.
Chris Love.
I'm Tune.
And I'm Yams.
And we'll hold your beer.
You'd be Chris Marino, and we all know it. Actually, that's not bad. Chris Marino?
Italian? He's too Italian.
Oh, I forgot he's racist.
Chris or Marino?
Probably both.
Italians are super racist.
That's why. Italians are the only people it's still kind of socially okay to be racist against. It's weird.
That'd be cool being Italian.
Come on, being racist. I took this photo. They had this chalk art people down at the outlet mall we went to. And there's this Jurassic Park.
Oh.
I was just trying to figure out why the S's are two lightning bolts. They look like the SS bolts.
Does the dinosaur have a Hitler stash?
No, not that I see, but it's just, it's...
I feel like that's not how it is in the logo.
I didn't figure it was either.
No, it's definitely not like that in the logo. Yeah.
I didn't figure it was. Like, I was like, why has it got SS bolts?
Now is a proud owner of a Jurassic Park slot car set.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I don't want it.
Oh.
I don't have room for it. I have enough shit in my garage.
It was Tiger Enthusiast Big Mike's. I was picturing him just fucking love, just binge watching Tiger King on repeat. It's my fucking hero.
He was so mean to them tigers. He just shot him.
Who would ever shoot something? Yeah. I don't know. Dude, I still haven't fucking finished my beer. And not for lack of trying. It's just not good. Have a thumb. It's not like zero thumbs. Oh, God, get this away from me. But it is not good.
It tastes like I put a cigarette out in it.
I might have while you weren't looking.
Do it again. Look at my half thumb. Half thumb.
I'm trying to get you back on the wagon before your 1 year anniversary of being cigaretteless.
So close.
Yeah, Halloween.
So close.
Oh, yeah. How long for you? Not that you ever smoked.
Oh, man, February?
No shit. February? Really? All right. Damn.
2017.
Yep. Somewhere in there. Yeah.
Like, yeah, bachelor. Yeah, yeah.
Almost 10 years.
Tight ass alibi. You know else had a tight ass? Not Barb, but that great. Fuck, man. Well worn.
Wait till I told Mandy your dream about fucking her grandma.
I wasn't, though. She just had a nice car.
You know, the weird part, though, is I'm pretty sure Chambers had a dream about fucking Mandy's mom, so. I mean, y'all got that in common.
I think I'd rather take down Barb.
Yeah. Like, I think I have a dream about banging her grandma.
It was an old G-body at that.
I'd be, you know, I'd be most mad if I had a dream about fucking Steve.
God, it'd be so boring.
Because it could have been Jim Davis, but no, I'm fucking his fucking stupid that's cousin. Steve. Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Tiger Enthusiast friend Steve.
Black Steve?
Yeah.
He's not down good like
enough,
that.
Dude. No. I am not good enough to fuck Steve. Yeah. He's the fucking best.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did you revisit the beer review, or
how's he doing? We haven't seen him in a while.
He's good.
Okay.
I say I haven't seen him in a while. Yeah.
So, he's at one of those games.
Oh, cool.
I don't remember Chris giving numbers.
One. No, half.
You were at a half.
Half.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay at my half and a one. Like mine's been gone for a while, so.
Yeah, I'm sticking. Like
it wasn't atrocious, but it's not what the label says. So.
I did not enjoy it.
Like you're like, ooh, strawberries and cream. That is not it. It's just a tart.
Well, like I said, I was in such a hurry because I was at mom's forever.
I mean, it wasn't, you know, a no-thumber beer, so it's not horrible. We've had worse.
Oh, yeah. You would have had to chug it. Nobody's had to chug a beer in forever. There's been no zero thumbs, like, all the way around.
Thing.
It would be.
Yeah.
We've all upped our game so much.
Upheld that. Enforced that.
It has been up. Yes, it has.
No, we've definitely had to enforced chug. It, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
I've watched Chris chug some nasty ones.
Yeah. You've never been forced to chug, possibly.
Maybe. Maybe that's it.
I don't know. I did find out that, we need to take a trip to Warsaw.
Oh, okay. Warren.
No, it's Warsaw.
Is it Warsaw?
Was it Warren? Yeah, it's Warsaw. Sorry. Okay. That's the wrong place. No, Warren's only like a half an hour away. That'd be too convenient. But that's where the Star Wars beer is. I re-listened to that episode.
Okay. I'm down. It's not that far.
We need to do it. Because I do have the idea.
Actually up there. We were up there for the Apple Festival.
Yep.
So we would have stopped in if we would have known.
Yeah, we weren't up there that long ago.
Because I do think it'd be a good idea. We take the Yeti and my laptop and we do like a road trip podcast. And then we break it.
Okay. We can approve on that because we take the Yeti, the laptop. I'll get Michael to drive the limo, and we'll be fine.
It's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
I'm actually down with this.
Yeah, this is great so far.
Honestly,
can we just keep it the four of us though? Not
that would be the
not like, Michael and all the children and the wives and shit like that.
No, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I won't do that. That's why I didn't ride. That's why we drove the.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Though.
I was like, no.
Can usually, if you invite one part of that, there's 14 other fucking underage children that show up.
Can we tell? Can we put Michael in a shot collar, and every time he lowers the window to talk to us, we zap him?
We just put somebody up front with him and make him be quiet.
That's I have a shot collar.
By giving him somebody to talk to?
Yeah, they can be quiet up front. We can roll that window. It's pretty... It
closes blocks the sound, yeah. Well.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, yeah. But I figured we do that. We get the...
He could literally just turn on the mic and listen to us.
Does he have his chauffeur's license?
You don't need one for private use.
Oh.
That's a private vehicle.
Yeah, he's podcast, not using it to
if
make money.
If we pay him... And he's doing it under a business name, he has to, but he's not, so.
Well, I was thinking we get that, we get some good clips, sizable clips and stuff, and then we do them. We
Chase
play,
does, though.
We play them and then kind of commentate them as we re-listen to them. I don't know. This is an idea for a cool memorial episode for B-Ride, I thought. So, I forgot there's a fucking limo in play.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be one of us driving being distracted by it at that,
right.
Too. Like.
Right. Yeah, no, that's actually not a bad idea. And you, how long of a drive?
Have Michael drive us in a limo. I think it's more dangerous than us podcasting while actively driving.
Yeah, maybe.
Nah, he's good when he needs to be.
I mean, we
there will be a little high school kid show off to, so he'll be cool.
There wasn't that day in his truck when we were in Haspen.
That was a Haspen, though.
That's just
and we were drinking all fucking day.
This was on the street, not at the park.
He'd been drinking all day.
When he went to O'Reilly's or whatever.
He had been drinking all day.
I'm still...
You should know better to get in the truck with a drunk.
I didn't know I had to set up front. I was like, Chris, get up front.
Okay.
What do you do?
I don't know. I could smell the transmission on fire in this truck.
Yeah.
I'm like, Michael, that smells your transmission. He's like, full pull.
What are you trying to make
around
sure
the corner.
The wind.
Blind. Taking up all lanes. Blind around a corner at 90 miles an hour.
He's trying to make sure the wind blew out the fire. You can smell.
There you go.
I ought to get a fucking $30 part.
Was it another radiator?
That's a tie rod,
yeah. No, he needs lots of those.
Yeah.
So we started welding them.
Yep.
We told him. I was like, they don't bend no more.
Did you revisit the beer?
Let's just go one and one.
See, so you finished yours so long ago, you probably forgot what it tastes like. It's not
no,
great.
No, it's just, it was very heartburning. I don't want to prolong that anymore.
I'm not getting heartburn from it. I don't know.
I think it's just the tart part. This is the heartburn.
Could be.
The burnt
seeds. Yeah, well, sure the fuck was a strawberry.
It's more strawberry tart than fucking cream.
It's more raspberry tart than anything.
It did almost have a raspberry taste to it.
That's what I got. It just tasted like
burnt seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said.
2017?
Always.